You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland is still reeling from last week's intense rainfall and subsequent flooding. Damage from the severe weather event has left many without possessions and housing. However, Cyclone Gabrielle is on course to hit the top of the North Island this weekend and into next week. I spoke with Councillor Mike Lee about the cleanup and what to prepare for the incoming cyclone. What steps have Council got, either now or in the future, to mitigate such events?
This has been a huge wake-up call to the Council and, I guess, to the government that we've had to start thinking seriously about the impacts of climate change rather than talking about climate change and climate change, but not doing anything about it. This is a real message that climate change is here and we have to take steps to mitigate its impacts. The steps that need to be taken are pretty logical, really. Don't intensify in dwellings in vulnerable areas. Don't build in watercourses or on floodplains. Be very, very careful about enabling dwellings on vulnerable cliff edges and so on. So it's a kind of a move away from theoretical discussions about turning climate mitigation or carbon mitigation into some sort of business with trading and all the rest of it and offsets. Rather, it's about the practical business of protecting our cities and our people from the inevitable impacts of global climate change.
Met Service have been quite clear that Cyclone Gabrielle is closing in on us, and over the next, say, from Sunday to Tuesday, it could be almost as worse as what we saw. What plans do Council have in place this time to warn people and about prepare people about what's going on and what's going to happen?
The Council is taking this very seriously indeed, and they're already putting out warnings about the likely, almost inevitable impacts of this tropical cyclone Gabrielle, heavy rain. So we can expect hurricane force winds, and that could be more dangerous and have more impact than the storm event on the 27th of January. So
there were a lot of criticisms about Council's communication efforts on the night of the 27th. Do you think you are better prepared now to issue flood warnings and emergency warnings than you were 2 weeks ago?
The Council got a lot of criticism, the Mayor and so on, over what happened on the 27th, on that Friday night. Don't forget, there was bad weather that whole day, hence the and then there was the background of the very poor transport planning for the Elton John concert. That's where my focus was. But on the night, there seemed to be some delays in communicating about the severity of the storm or the rain event. I think that's not going to happen this time by any means, as I've mentioned. My concern is not so much the communications, is in the aftermath, the slow response to doing practical things. As we speak, there is still rubbish lying out along the streets from flood-damaged properties, and that should have been cleared away days ago. The armed forces were not, the defence forces were not visible. I understand that wasn't the fault of the defence forces. It just seemed to be a bureaucratic slowness to deploy these people, because in the aftermath of that storm, people in my ward spent the whole weekend and days after in hard manual work, having to pull out sodden carpets, damaged furniture, damaged foodstuffs, a whole lot of material out of their houses without any help from anyone at all, and that should never happen. There were calls for sandbags, and no one had any sandbags.
Do you have confidence in the mayor?
I have confidence in the mayor. I don't agree with everything the mayor says, or however, I have confidence in the mayor. I have confidence in the council. We have to. Losing confidence in the mayor in a time of crisis for Auckland is an indulgence we cannot afford. We have to work with the mayor, support the mayor, to ensure that the people of Auckland are being supported through this time of crisis. It's not a time for politics as usual. If you like the mayor or don't like the mayor, get over it. We have a job to do. He has a job to do. We have to work together. Petty point scoring at this stage is not helpful. It's a turn off for the people of Auckland. It's one of the reasons why voter turnout tends to be low, because people are not impressed with petty political squabbling in local government.
What advice do you have for Aucklanders to prepare for Cyclone Gabriel?
The first point is make sure if there's any rubbish outside in your area, that would mean it's a flood-prone area, make sure that the council gets that cleared away and secure any things like old sheets of roofing iron or plywood. Make sure that's battened down, because if that comes airborne, it can be very, very dangerous. Stay indoors, batten down. Make sure that your laptops and your mobile phones are charged up at all times, because of power cuts are a real possibility. Make sure you have plenty of hot water. In other words, get a couple of thermos flasks and keep the water hot. Keep the water hot, because you're always going to need a cup of coffee. So batteries, torches, all that stuff. And make sure you download a weather app, a free weather app on your phones, because that's always helpful. The council has a website with all that information as well. If you need further information, go there. Be prepared, but don't be scared. Our ancestors went through World War II, so we're tough people as well. So just make sure you're prepared.
That was City Councillor Mike Lee talking about flood rebuild efforts and how to prepare for Cyclone Gabrielle.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.